How much do Zomato and Swiggy delivery partners really earn? ChatGPT, Gemini, vie with search engines for ad dollars. Union Budget 2026, what space tech startups want? Muted growth for IT companies in Q3.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, our top story this evening is something that's been heavily debated over the weekend, and this is about the gig economy. How much do Zomato and Swiggy delivery partners really earn? Now, as protests, posts, and counterclaims flew over the past week, one question has sat at the center of the gig economy debate. How much do delivery partners really take home? Now, delivery pays, but only if you treat flexibility like a full-time job. So platform and staffing data we collected show riders working 8 to 10 hours a day for 26 days a month can earn gross money of $26,500 to $27,700, netting about $21,000 after fuel and maintenance. Now, that stacks up well against entry-level pay in retail, which would be 15 to 20,000, and BFSI, which would be 18 to 22,000, especially in large cities. But most partners don't work full-time. They log in intermittently, pulling down averages and masking the grind behind the headline numbers. Now, base pay gets you started, but incentives keep you logged in. So per order base payouts typically range between rupees 20 to 50 with extra pay for longer distances, but that's only the floor. Daily earnings actually hinge on hitting incentive slabs. So 10 orders, 20 orders, 25 orders with peak payouts during 7 to 10 p.m. rush hours. Miss a slab and earnings drop sharply, turning logging off into an expensive choice rather than a flexible one. Now, platform disclosures from Zomato show that average earnings per hour rose to rupees 102 in 2025, but monthly incomes have largely flatlined since 2023, despite rising order volumes. Eternal CEO Dipinder Goyal has pointed out that only a small fraction of partners work close to full-time, limiting the case for traditional employee-style benefits. Now, with over 15 lakh delivery partners across Zomato and Swiggy, the debate is shifting from does it pay today to can this model sustain long-term livelihoods? With that, we dive into our second story from the world of delivery partners to AI chatbots. Now, for years, Google has been the king of online search, and advertising dollars followed wherever search traffic went. But that dominance is finally being challenged. AI chatbots like ChatGPT and Google's Gemini are changing how people look for information. Instead of typing short keywords into a search bar, users are now asking detailed conversational questions and getting direct answers. This shift is catching advertisers' attention. According to a recent report, AI chatbots have already captured around 11% of search activity in just 2 years. Brands are now focusing on something called answer engine optimization, making sure their names appear inside AI-generated responses. So why does this matter? Because conversions from AI platform can reach 30 to 35% compared to just 2 to 4% from traditional search. And that's a huge difference. Of course, visibility on AI platforms doesn't come cheap. Marketing spends for chatbot visibility can be 50 to 70% higher than regular search ads. But still, companies are willing to experiment, betting that AI will shape the future of discovery. While Google still dominates overall traffic, one thing is clear. The way we search, discover brands, and spend ad dollars is evolving fast. Moving on to the biggest event next month, and that's the Union Budget on February 1st. Now, India-based startups want customers not just cheerleading ahead of Budget 2026. With the Union Budget weeks away, space startups are urging the government to simplify rules and commit to buying early-stage technologies to help turn space hardware into viable businesses. Founders say policy support has improved, but demand-side backing remains limited. Digantara's founder and CEO Anirudh Sharma told us that the lack of early government buyers is a key bottleneck. Current procurement norms favor fully mature tech, forcing startups to self-fund high-risk development. Global space powers typically use advanced purchase commitments to scale domestic capability. Dhruva Space's KU Gandhi has called for dedicated HSN and SEC codes for space goods and services. Clear classification could lower GST burdens and unlock input tax credits, he says. The industry also wants SEZ-like indirect tax benefits for authorized space manufacturers. So the big picture, startups want early demand, not just grants. Budget expectations are converging on procurement reform and tax clarity. Lastly, we leave you with what to expect from IT companies in the third quarter. And unfortunately, the answer is not much. Analysts forecast another subdued quarter for the Indian IT services sector because of seasonal factors like furloughs and fewer working days, plus cautious client spending. They're all going to keep revenue growth in check. Now, it's not that demand has collapsed. It's just that normal cyclical softness. Next, margins. Now, wage hikes and seasonal inefficiencies could put pressure on profitability, while currency movements and AI productivity gains might help a bit. Analysts expect mixed margin results across companies. Now, generative AI is everywhere in management commentary, but don't expect a big revenue bump just yet. Most AI work is folded into larger digital transformation projects, and actual AI revenue contribution is still limited. Analysts even point to AI-led deflation, where efficiency gains reduces costs but doesn't immediately boost top line. Now, the other factors to watch out for include stabilizing engineering and R&D demand and how companies are looking at CY26 client budgets and the whole visa outlook from the US. Now, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. We hope you found this useful and interesting. And a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday and Friday. Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra Srikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.